بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذا شهر نعت شريف بريضة في مدينة شريف بريضة النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم إذن بايف هو بلاو الشيخ أول رومي وقت تبريد دورة حكيم في وقت هذا الشهر حكيم محمد اقتطاب نظر الله مقدره تايتل ہے گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. گلستان is the garden of طیبہ مدینہ شریف. انشاءاللہ I will be very happy when I'm there. رسائی دروشی فاللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی رسائی سیدنا محمد مبارک. عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا, عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا. کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا, عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا, گناہوں پہ اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا. بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا, بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ, اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ. میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا, میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے, میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے, میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے. بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا, بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے, مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے, سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا, سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا. میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا, میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا. کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا, کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. ہر ایک امر میں راہ سنت پہ چل کر, ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر, ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر. خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے, احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے, احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا, سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا. مدینے میں جب قلب و جان چھوڑ آیا, مدینے میں جب قلب و جان چھوڑ آیا, میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا, میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا. قبا کی زیارت ہو نفلوں سے اختر, قبا کی زیارت وہ نفلوں سے اختر, ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا, ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا. گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا, بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا, میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا, کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, نحمد و نصلی علی رسول کریم, اما بعد. گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوگا, as by jazz gave the introduction that Gulistan, the gardens of Madinatul Munawwara, that every person will be ecstatic, every person will be so happy to go in that direction of Madinatul Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala take us again and again. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala remove all the obstacles, and may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala bring normality once back to how we experienced before. Allah grant us the tawfiq inshallah. عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوگا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوگا. That I will run away from those foreign places or the desert, and I will move away from such places, and my heart will be at ease and be happy when I go to the gardens of Madinatul Munawwara. That the whole world, every city is like a desert. No matter how advanced they have gone in technology, advance in modernism, but our real city is in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Here also it could mean that in today's time people will say that we need to keep up with the times, but our solution is not going forward, our solution is going back to Madinatul Munawwara, to the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As our Shaykh Darul Barakatuh explained, that if someone tells you that you are advocating things of the camel age, he said, make shukr. They bring you back closer to the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So this is our solution. People say we need to be progressive in life, go forward in life, adopt the things of today's means of technology, advancement, modernism, etc. But actually, in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our solution. The simplicity, the nur, everything. So, when you go to Madinatul Munawwara, a person will be ecstatic, a person will be happy. May the deedar gumbad fir makhmoor hoga, kabhi noor hoga, kabhi toor hoga. By looking at the gumbad khadra, that is the green dome, and the person will be intoxicated, a person will be taken in a trance looking at the green dome. And like Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion I was looking at the green dome. So one person went past and asked, Maulana, what are you looking at? So he said, I'm looking at all the flights that are coming towards Madinatul Munawwara. So this person started scratching his head and seeing what flight Maulana is talking about. There is no planes that go pass over here. So what Maulana was actually talking about is the flights of Durood of Nabi towards Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That wherever you may be, as Hazrat mentioned, that because of circumstances, when the COVID came in and all the restrictions came in, what stopped us from reading, reciting durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? A person could have actually zoomed in and think and visualize that I'm standing in front of Rawda Athar, in front of the sacred chamber, and I'm sending my durood upon to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Gumrat Khadra, the great, great history is written about it. It was, in history it was white in color. It was Sultan Abdul Hamid from the Ottoman Empire that he ordered it to be painted green. And from that time till now, alhamdulillah, it has remained green in color. And alhamdulillah, many, many masajid, like over here, there is a green dome above us, other masajid domes similar to Madinat al-Munawwara. But what's so exclusive to Madinat al-Munawwara is that what lies beneath. And that is the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest of all mankind knows, lies below that. In the time of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a drought. So the people came and they came to ask Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha to make dua. So she mentioned that above there is the dome, there is a window. So open that window, let maybe the droplets of the water come in and make sifarish, tawassul. They make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intermediary to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, through the barakah and through the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant us rain. And alhamdulillah, when they had taken advice and opened a slight window for that water to come in or to that air to come in, and then soon after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His mercy of rain. Subhanallah. So imagine a person, and history will tell us, there were about 5 attempts to even steal the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was Nuruddin Zangi rahmatullahi who caused trenches to be rebuilt and poured with molten lead so that no one can have access to the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Great, great waqiyas. And imagine the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is protected. What to say about the teachings and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By us following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be protected inshaAllah. Because kabhi noor hoga, kabhi toor hoga. That I will be in all in my body, my heart will be full with effulgence and noor. Because I'm standing in front of the noor. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Yeah, noor here refers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The embodiment of noor. But likewise, you standing before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you pouring your heart out of durood and salam, you will be filled with noor. And you will tur hoga. What it means that, like Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he wanted to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala told him, lan tarani. That you were unable to visualize and see me. But look at the mountain. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned with his finger this much. Between his thumb and his index finger. This much of noor was came upon Mount Tur and caused the whole mountain to break into smithereens. So when a person comes over there, the noor that will be attracted to your heart, this will cause your heart also to break into smithereens. Gunaon se apne mein ranjoor hoga, ye faiza shafaat mein maghfoor hoga. That our gunaz is such a thing. What ismu mahaka fi sadrik wa karihta iyattali alihi nas. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that gunaz is such a thing, it disturbs the conscience. It causes you to become uneasy. Wa karihta iyattali alihi nas. And you dislike people coming to know about it. Wa daqat alihum al ardu ima raghubat. Wa daqat alihim anfusuhum. That you become restricted. Your life becomes very, very narrow because of that gunah. So here, yeah, because of our gunaz, will become very, very sad. And we'll have the regret, inshallah, and make sincere tawbah. And then we'll have the noor and the faith of the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we will be forgiven. On the day of Qiyamah, every Nabi, they, respective for us, will go to the respective Nabi and ask that intercede on our behalf. And every Nabi will present the excuse. And they will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, I'm worried about myself. But Allahu Akbar, when you come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go into sajda, and he will praise Allah like no other human being praise Allah. And Allah ta'ala will inspire him to praise him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Muhammad, irfa rahsak. Then lift up your head. That sal tu'ta. Ask whatever you want, you will be granted. Washfa tushaffa. And make sifarish, intercede. and your intercession will be accepted. And every given juncture, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would intercede, whether it is the Hawd al-Kawthar, whether it is the Pul Sirat, the bridge to cross over, whether it is the weighing of our deeds, the scales, every juncture, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here also very, very important that people will be coming to request water, imagine from the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hawd al-Kawthar. But there will be such people, the malaika will chase them away. Suhkan, away from here, get away from here. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be surprised, why is this? Then it will be told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you do not know after your demise what innovations, what bid'ah these people brought into their life. So may Allah keep us steadfast on the sunnah till our last breath. And may Allah save us from all types of innovations, whether in our beliefs, in our qaid, our actions, in whatever we do, that we should be part of the sunnah, inshaAllah. Uregi hawa se jo khaake Madina mein aise ghubaron mein mastoor hoga, that I will get myself, that let the wind of Medina, the winds of Medina, the dust of Medina, let me be engulfed in it, be covered with it. Mein aise ghubaron mein mastoor hoga, and I will be covered and engulfed with the ghubar and the clouds and the winds of Madinatul Munawwara. Like one person said very, very beautifully, if only I could make the dust of Madinatul Munawwara the surma of my eyes. And he's mentioned, Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah, he mentioned that the dust that is attached to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is more greater than Arsh of Allah, more greater than Kaaba Sharif. So imagine if we attach ourselves to the noble sunnah and the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, won't we also become noor, we also be favored, and we also be protected, inshallah. So, very, very fortunate are those people who go to Madinatul Munawwara, who are there. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith used to say that I should get angry when people write letters to me, not requesting me to send salawat and salam upon on behalf of such a person. And I'm here in Madinatul Munawwara, very fortunate, alhamdulillah. Our friend Mufti Ayub Jinnah Sahib, Salaam Barakatuh, and every day he sends me a message, certain time I'm going to present your salams to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how fortunate are those people that we have such people in Madinatul Munawwara to do this on our behalf. May Allah accept, inshallah. May Roza par salli alayhi nazar karke badil noor hoga, ja noor hoga. Bajanur hoga, that in front of Roza Mubarak that I pour my heart and I recite salawat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then your conversation is taking place. As Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, the best place on the surface of the earth is none other than the place that you stand before Roza Athar, in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? He said that is the place Allah is looking at you, at the same time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking at you. On one occasion, Mufti Shafi'i Sahib rahmatullahi, he didn't have the courage to go forward. It is mentioned also, the Shaykh al-Hadith in his biography, it is mentioned that all his years in Madinatul Munawwara, he never had the courage to go forward in front of Roza Athar, except on one or two occasions he was forced by some elderly alim or some great buzruk that you come accompany me. Because he never had the courage to stand in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Mufti Shafi'i Sahib rahmatullahi thought to himself, how can I go in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But he heard a voice telling him inside that a person can be very close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but if he does not have sunnah in his life, then he is very far from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But on the other hand, a person can be thousands and thousands of miles from Madinatul Munawwara, but he has sunnah in his life, that person is very close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the person is engulfed in all types of noor. Madina ke anwar sham wa sahar se sarapa dil wajah ke masroor hoga. That how beautiful when a person goes, for example, for Fajr Salah to Madinatul Munawwara, you walking and salawat and salam on your lips, and you go to and you perform salah, and you come out, then it is at the time of sunrise after Ishraq, when now the birds begin to fly, and the sun is beginning to rise. Similarly, at the time of Asr Salah, when the sun is setting, what a beautiful scene in Madinatul Munawwara. Sarapa dil wajah se masroor hoga. And then full our body, my heart, our limbs, our entire body becomes full of nur, and a person becomes very, very ecstatic, very, very honored to come be in Madinatul Munawwara. And at the same time, as a Shaykh, I mentioned so many times that how many of us are making dua for the authorities, for people in charge, that may Allah guide them, may Allah show them the right path. And we are very, very quick to criticize how sad it is. One brother told me yesterday that where news information came, now non-Muslims are roaming the streets of Madinatul Munawwara, where there was an advert that was mentioned that coming soon. And what is that coming, arriving soon? Na'udhu billah. What taklif will be causing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a cinema is going to be open in Madinatul Munawwara. So we need to make dua that Allah ta'ala removes all these things. And one great Arab sheikh from Palestine, he mentioned the similarities between Ataturk and the authorities of Saudi. He said, just like how Ataturk slowly chipped away the Sharia, the teachings of Islam, how he changed the Azan, and he became the father of Turk or of Turkey. In a similar vein, it is not happening something which is slowly, but drastically all the changes are taking place. Allah Ta'ala forbid, Allah save us, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifin. We always wondered in the days gone by, our buzruks in the dua, oh Allah protect the Haramain Sharifin. Now we realize what they were talking, what they were saying in their duas, oh Allah protect the Haramain Sharifin. It is as if though that Islam is only restricted to Makkah al-Mukarrama, Madinah al-Munawwara. Once you go out of the Haram, it's like a different feeling, in a different world, and all types of entertainment, concerts and all funny things are happening. So we need to increase our salawat and salam. And just recently I noticed that Hazrat mentioning in all his majalis, recite salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Starting the bayan, recite all of us inshallah. Durud upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Nana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Nana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. That majlis in which durud is recited, it will not be a form of regret on the day of Qiyamah. This majlis will be full of nur inshallah. So going forward, our attachment to the sunnah, reciting abundance of durood, minimum 100 times, Allah give us the tawfiq, inshallah. Mamnoon hoga khuda ke karam ka, kabhi dil mein apne na maghroor hoga. That how favored I am, Allah grant me the deen of Islam, made us Muslims, disciples of the Kalima, made us the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is only the karam and favor of Allah. What is karam? Kareem. Allah is kareem. Alladhi yu'ti bi ghayri istihqaqin. That first Allah ta'ala grants him without even him deserving it. So many favors of Allah upon us, yet Allah forgive us. We use the very favors in our disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Kareem alladhi yu'ti bighayri ma tatamanna fawqa ma tatamanna bi. Allah ta'ala grants you more than can you expect. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam went to get fire for his family, and Allah ta'ala granted him nabuwat. And Allah ta'ala grants without any fear of his treasures being diminished. This is the Kareem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Har ek amr mein raah sunnat pe chal kar khuda ke karam se main mansoor hoga. That every step of my life should be in accordance with the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, al-wusulu ila Allah ka adadi anfas akhlaq. That the methods and ways to reach Allah are equivalent to the breadth of the entire creation of Allah. So many ways you can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he mentioned, كُلُّ مَزْدُودٌ إِلَّا بِطَرِيقٍ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. Everyone is closed. Everyone is a barrier. It is blocked. And the only thing that will remove that obstacle and that barrier is you do it via the tariqah and the way of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, we bring total sunnah in your life. Like Mawlana Amraul Haq sahab, the rahmatullahi mentioned, sunnah ka tariqah sabse ashal tariqah. The most easiest way to do anything is do it the sunnah way. The most simplest way is the sunnah method. Sabse ajmal tariqah, the most beautiful way is the sunnah tariqah. Sabse akmal tariqah, the most perfect way, sunnah ka tariqah. And Mawlana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullahi saying, sabse aqrab tariqah, the most quickest way to reach Allah is by the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uhud ki shaheedon ke khoon wafa se sabak ke leke paband dastoor hoga. that let's take a lesson from the shaheed, those people who sacrificed their lives. 70 of them who gave their lives, sacrificed their lives, so the deen can carry on. Allah forgive us, we can't sacrifice certain aspects of our gunas. We can't sacrifice certain things to uphold the commands of Allah. We can't sacrifice our sleep to come for Fajr Salah. But these, take a lesson from these Shuhada Uhud, that how they sacrifice their lives, and we go over there, we read for them, and we should appreciate their sacrifices, and we take their sabak, we take a lesson. We just not go for ziyarat because of the sake of ziyarat, but we take a lesson that we bring sunnat into our lives. Madina mein jab qalb waja chor aaya mein mahjoor hokar na mahjoor hoga. That even though physically I go to Madinatul Munawwara, as Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi also mentioned, a very beautiful point. He said a person comes in Riyadul Rawdatul Jannah or Riyadul Jannah, in the gardens of Jannah. Now, what dua should he make? So, the Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi used to say, then a person comes onto that carpet, the green carpet, then he should talk to Allah and say, Ya Allah, I have come into Jannah, in the gardens of Jannah. And everyone wants to remain in Jannah. But I have to go back to my town, to my city. So he says, Oh Allah, keep me in the amal of Jannah. That till my last breath, I'm coming to the garden of Jannah. I want to remain in Jannah. So keep me in the amal of Jannah till my last breath. So even though physically I am gone, but my heart is still over there. My heart is in Madinatul Munawwara. Very sad is the condition of the other way around. That physically a person is in Madinatul Munawwara, but his heart is in some sport, some sporting event, or some political event, or his heart is somewhere else, some other entertainment, etc. So very fortunate are those people that we are sitting over here, but our heart is in Madinatul Munawwara. Quba ki ziyarat wa naflon se akhtar har ek raah sunnat se pur noor hoga. To go to on a Saturday morning, is mentioned Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to walk to Masjid Quba, and he used to go and clean the masjid. He used to sweep the masjid, and then read 2 rakat salah. What great reward, person who goes to Masjid Quba and he reads 2 rakat salah, then he will get the reward of a perfect Hajj and perfect Umrah, subhanallah. So this also is sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go on a Saturday morning on Yom Mustaf to Masjid Quba. And in this way, her ikra sunnah, not only going to Quba is one sunnah, but every, from morning to evening, from birth to death, from morning to evening, from the time we wake up till we sleep, every moment, if we bring our lives in according to the sunnah, then this will be part of ibadat. On one occasion, another Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Muhtara Sahib, Dawud Barakatuh, explained that Allah Ta'ala created us for His ibadat. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That how is it possible for 24/7, 365 days a year, whole life of yours to be in ibadat? He said, very easy. Your eating, your sleeping, your business dealings, your social interactions, your mu'amalat, mu'asharat, your morning and evening, your dressing, everything you just bring according to the sunnah, this will be ibadat. Even your sleeping will be ibadat, your waking up will be ibadat. Everything inshallah will be ibadat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love of every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the true, grant us the ability of fulfilling the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring total sunnah into our lives till our last breath. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of making tabligh of every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq inshallah.